Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, Ireland, what's going on, man? Hey, yeah, I love coming over to this place here, man. And when I'm done here in Ireland, I got to go back to Georgia. When I get to Georgia, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to ask me about you. The first thing they're going to do is, you know, a lot of white people. Oh, man, this is where they make white people, man. It's like white people's Africa. I was in America recently, and I have a bit of American guilt. Just, I wasn't there when September 11th happened, and I feel like I should have been there. I don't know what I would have done, but I should have been there, you know? Maybe like 10 less people would have died if I was there or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't there when Hurricane Katrina happened in New Orleans. And I remember I was sitting in London watching the coverage of Hurricane Katrina. And I'm looking at the coverage. I'm looking at Americans like me in the streets, robbing, looting just to survive. Well, I'm American. I'm civilized. I've read a book, been to a couple of plays, you know. But the reality is I'm probably just one big thunderstorm away from sucking cock for potatoes. I'm not happy about this. I mean, I'm not gay, so my cock-sucking skills ain't nothing to brag about. I don't really like potatoes all that much either, so. Yeah, man, I love it over here, man. When I say I love it over here, I mean, like, I really, really love it. Because Irish people, y'all a lot like black people. Well, in a way, you white people, but with none of the entitlement. It's an incredible thing, man. I mean, my Irish friends, they'd be like, hey, Reg, I don't know if we can get into this club. And I'd be like, but you white. How could you possibly feel like that? See, black people don't do entitlement very well. Because when black people try to act entitled, it just looks mean and shitty. Yeah, yeah. That's why Naomi Campbell keeps getting in trouble. And when I say, you know, because generally, white people do entitlement very well, except for Irish people. When I say entitlement, nobody quite wants to speak to your manager the way a white person do. Nobody quite writes a letter to the editor quite the way a white person can. Nobody can talk shit to a cop quite the way a white person can. Just, you know, nobody can hijack a third world economy quite the way a white person can. And I'm not being racist. Black people, we can hijack third world economies, but we tend to have to live where the economy is that we hijacking. White people can do it from other countries. I'm calling from Sweden. Fuck up Nigeria. And my friends, they always ask me, is there a lot of white people? And yeah, I meet a lot of white people. And most of the white people I've met since I've been in this part of the world have been fantastic. World class. Ireland in particular, you do white people very well. But I do meet a certain type of white person. They nice, but they nervy. Just socially nervous. Constantly afraid they're doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. Or not properly observing your customs. But there's a particular white person, they have a secret fear that they might be racist, but they don't know it. They're constantly afraid that they're being racist, but there's no evidence that they are. But just, was that racist? Did I say something racist? I was at a party one night, and this guy walks up, and we just talking, laughing, joking, drinking. Suddenly he says, may I ask you something? I say, anything. He goes, I'm not trying to be out of order. No. I said, just say it, man. I think I might have been racist recently, but I'm not sure. I said, okay, this again. Go ahead. He says, I was in a cinema last Tuesday, and I bumped into a black guy. And I said, sorry, didn't see you. Now, you tell me if that was racist. don't know, man. Fuck, was there hatred in your heart when you said it? I mean... And I'm not having to go. If you are one of these such white people who are socially nervy and worried about being racist, just good on you that you care enough about your own behavior to check yourself, but don't overdo it. Because if you overdo it, you just make yourself socially neurotic. And plus, if you're worried about being racist when there's no evidence that you have been, then you also make yourself vulnerable and susceptible to con men. Con men like Nelson Mandela. So... Nelson Mandela makes most of his money now by traveling around the world blessing white people for a fee. Just a little bit of a joke. That's based in truth. Man, but see, it's hard to hear something like that because... You know, there's some things that you accept as truth or real, and it sounds like, oh my God, how are you attacking that or whatever? Like, there's some things like we accept as basic truth, like men are naturally violent. No, they ain't. A man that has the ability to eat every day and see that the people he love can eat and have some sense of self-respect for what he do every day, he has a tendency not to need to knock another motherfucker in the head. Women are crazy. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. Not mentally. And that emotional stuff happens after they get to this planet. I was at a party one night, a housewarming party. Cause I care about houses. And, I was at a housewarming party one night. And there was these two girls sitting on the end of the couch talking. And one girl was on the phone. And I heard her say, no, I'm busy that day. No, I'm busy that day too. Yeah, maybe later in the week. I'll call you. Bye. And she hang up. And both girls start giggling. And then the girl who had been on the phone, I heard her say, men love a bit of a challenge. Now, let me just say, I am no stranger to bullshit. I hear bullshit every day. All day sometimes. I'm 41. I got an agent. I watch the news. I've been in relationships. I'm used to bullshit. But sometimes you hear a piece of bullshit that is so fantastic, you cannot be a dirty cop and look the other way. I had to make an arrest. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Did I just hear you say that men love a bit of a challenge? She's like, yep, that's exactly what I said. I said, really? I said, could you tell me where you got that piece of information from? Did you get that piece of information from a man? Or did you get that from maybe other women or your dad? And and she says, well, it's just common knowledge. Everyone knows that. I said, really? I said, that's interesting because I've been around men my whole life. I know about men. I'm a man. In fact, my dad, he's a man. My male friends, they men. Some of my female friends, they men. And in all my time being around men, I ain't never heard no man go, hey, Tom, you know that thing I love more than anything in the world? Yeah, pussy. I just wish it was harder to get.
not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ohl from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Thank you.
Champions and Always Somewhere. And before that, Reginald D. Hunter. Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. Now, for the next few weeks, unfortunately, I have to make the show a little bit shorter. For the simple reason is that I have a lot of work to be doing. And with the bright evenings and that, I'm trying to get some of it done and then come back in here, get this done as well, which is just a little bit on the harder side, but I still enjoy doing it and I will still do it, but it'll just be a little bit shorter. To be exact, it'll be 5 songs shorter than it normally is. So we're still going to have about 10 songs in, and I do thank everyone that gave me all the good comments on the Locals Only last week. It was phenomenal, the amount of comments I got on it, which is great. And I was out Saturday night as well doing a 30th birthday party for a friend of mine's son. He knew nothing about it, of course. And there was a ballad singer on beforehand. And then I jumped in and took over for a few hours. But just being the way I haven't been in a pub for a while. Well, not that I haven't been in a pub for a while. I haven't been in a pub for a lot. So I didn't know what time the barman wanted to finish at. So I just checked in with him. And he said, we're finished at about 12:30. So that was great, because normally if it had been on normal times, probably would have been finished about 2:30 or 3:00. And that's when I would have been still going till. So thankfully, I didn't have to do that. I got away and got home early, because, you know, there was a car show, of course, on Sunday morning. And I was at that and I wanted to be up early. I wanted to get me rest. I'm old now, you know that. Very old. Especially when you're looking forward to going home at 12:00 at night. It's unreal. Yeah, and you know, when you're doing DJing at a party, there's always someone. As soon as you finish, I don't finish with it. We used to finish here in Ireland with the national anthem. I don't finish with the national anthem. I finish with New York, New York. I always have for the last, well, I don't know, more or less since day one. But the problem was that when I was doing it, I finished off, told them all I was finishing off New York, New York. And of course, they all wanted one more, which is always the way. So look, just got to give into it. And my mic let me down, because otherwise I had a good lad that we used to play hockey against. And he's a great singer. And he was there. And I couldn't even let him use the mic to come across to have a sing. He would have sang. He's a great voice. Jamie Cummins, if you ever listen to him on, you can see him on YouTube. And you can also see him on Facebook. He does great renditions of songs. Fantastic singer. Anyway, that's enough of me waffling. Liam Burke on the Liam Burke Show. Here is Alter Bridges. And this time around, I've got Broken Wings. We'll Yeah, Alter Bridge and Broken Wings on the Liam Burke Show. Now, here's a band that played a couple of weeks back in Dublin. Didn't get to see them. There's been lots and lots of gigs, and they're utilising all the outdoor stuff, as in the parks in Dublin and all around the place. And it's been phenomenal. I think last week they had 3 gigs, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Tuesday had Guns N' Roses, and Wednesday had Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I think Monday they had Green Day playing in Dublin in Marley Park. So there's loads going on. And I think these guys were playing in Fairview Park in Dublin. And it is, of course, Greta Van Fleet with Heat Above.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. You're
damn right.
This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this
see you, I want you. I can't help the way I feel. I took the bait and now I'm helpless. You got me hook, line and reel. Put up a fight but now I'm landed. I don't know which way to swim. Played me and you left me stranded. Now the hook is sunk right in. Can't take that hook from out of my heart. And if you try, it'll tear you apart. Tried to get away for I don't know how long. Can't fight the hook 'cause it's too strong. Like a fish that's out of water. I'm so helpless I can't breathe. Just like a lamb goes to slaughter. I'll follow you till I can leave. I wanna see you tonight. Say I'm sorry, wrong number. But sorry don't make things alright. Can't take that hook from out of my heart. And if you try, it'll tear you apart. Tried to get away for I don't know. Cause it's too strong. Can't fight the hook cause it's too strong. Can't fight the hook cause it's too strong.
There you go, Mr. Jim Bates, the hook from the album, Who Cares? And you know we do. Yes, it's fantastic to see all the comments I got last week from playing all the locals' music. And it was just phenomenal. It's great to be able to do that. And every so often I'm going to do that anyway. You know, so there's lots of great music out there. So do check it out and do go and see live music. Because without live music, we won't have anything at all. Who have I got for you now? Oh, yes, Melissa Etheridge on the Liam Burke Show with I'm the Only One. Not that I'm the only one.
Tonight you told
There you go, that's Melissa Etheridge, and I'm the only one. See, earlier on, told you it wasn't me. Just speaking of that DJing thing I done the other night, at 30th birthday, most were under the age of 30, and most loved all the old hits and songs. That's why I don't know any of the new stuff nowadays, but it's great playing the old stuff and watching people that are especially under the age of 30 loving all that kind of music. Fantastic. Anyway, let's keep going. Here's Goodbye June. No, they were there a second ago, but I just decided to go. I have to go back in. It does this. Computer does this every so often. It's a pain in the backside. So I'm going to have to go with this one instead from the Dead South. And it's called, I'll have to fix that in a second, Broken Cowboy.
Dirty road, the box full of gold, and I've been out here now, all on my own. It's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me. Born into a Dina's pride, I laid my hand on that Milligan Creek bed. When I was a young man, I helped build this land. Oh, I put down these rails as a sepia man. Thought I'd live forever with my heart in my pocket, oh, my gun by my side, and my feelings in a locket. That was a cold year in 77, but I married my wife. We had two kids.
gave her a daughter. She gave me a son. No, we rode those damn horses until we had none. Fist still like flying, doing things for dying. No, I should have put that old gun away. But I am a broken cowboy, and I don't feel right no more, 'cause I am a broken cowboy. Fast lane, racing cars and robbing trains. I thought I had it all, and then one day I got the call. Father's worst dream, my son went down, and me, 'cause I see gray. Oh, yeah, cut me down with those cold words you're saying. Then you call me brother, but this can't be so, 'cause you slander my name anywhere the wind will blow. I don't feel right no more, 'cause I am a broken cowboy. Yes, I am a broken cowboy. Dirty road, a pocket full of gold. Now I've been out here now, all on my own. Well, it's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. There's no one to bother me except that old taunting tree.
Yeah, the Dead South and Broken Cowboy. I must actually play a few more of these tracks, like the Stephen Seagulls and the Gravel Spreaders and that kind of stuff. And maybe a bluegrass selection some week, we'll play it here. And if you have a list maybe that you'd like me to play, give me on liambrookshow.com, guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, and also on Messenger, if you can put it on Spotify. And maybe then it'll work from there. Anyway, time for more comedy, and this time around I've missed Tommy Tiernan again. Irish Darkness versus American Optimism.
I hired people. It's very confusing for us to watch American actors on television going, "Oh my God, I'm so drunk." We're screaming at the screen, "No! You're not drunk. If you were drunk, you wouldn't be able to remember your lines. Getting drunk and having sex with strangers, that's how Irish people meet one another, isn't it? Drunk and sex with somebody you don't know. You should try it, it's fantastic. You do things you never thought you'd do. You put your face places normally you wouldn't put your feet. That's all right, I don't mind the smell. Very nice to be here in this wonderfully optimistic country. To an Irish person, though, it seems that your optimism is bordering on a kind of psychomania. Everybody in this country wants to be fucking happy. Really want to be happy. I'm going to try my best to be happy. I don't care if it drives me fucking insane. The whole country over is covered with these teethed freaks. Everywhere you go, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. That sounds like a threat to an Irish person. I'll have whatever kind of a fucking day I want. You mind your own business. Irish people, I think we're a lot more realistic about the randomness of life, the untold cruelty for no reason. Irish people don't say, have a nice day. We say, good luck. I don't know if we're depressed in Ireland, but I do know that we like the shade, don't we? We don't mind things being a little bit dark, you know. I went to this religious service in Houston in Texas, given by a guy called Joel Osteen. 22,000 people turned up at it, and they were all kind of happy and clapping their hands and wee-hee, wee-hee. And then Joel comes out, dressed not like a preacher, but like an accountant or an insurance person. Everything is neat and tidy and everything is in place, and he's there, have a nice day. Jesus wants you to be happy, that's right. Y'all gotta be happy now for Jesus. It says so here in the book. Y'all gotta be happy for Jesus. Woohoo! In America, he's a superstar. In Ireland, we think he was retarded. Yeah, have a nice day. That's right, Joel, you have a nice day. Just get on the bus, will you? Get on the bus. Your helmet has your name on it. That's the lad. Perhaps, I don't know. Perhaps we're a little bit dark. Perhaps we're a little bit depressed. I don't know. That's why we go so mad. You know? Maybe. I was in a taxi in Los Angeles, you know? And the taxi driver was saying, you know, this time next year, I'm going to be a millionaire. I've written a situation comedy. I know there's going to be a bidding war between ABC and CBC and NBC and do. It's fantastic, man. I got the script right here. I'm going to be a millionaire. Woo-hoo, that's right. This is America. I love America. Now, maybe somebody else in the back of the taxi would have tried to encourage him. Would have gone, fair play to you. I'm going to be a millionaire as well. The two of us will be millionaires. I'll come visit you on your boat. You can come for a trip on my plane. We're both going to be millionaires. But I was in the back of the taxi, and I wanted to get disinfected from this toxic optimism. So I said to him, what if it's shit? He told me to get out. He said I had a fundamental darkness.
We are.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Gold Dust. Gold Dust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
I want to go to the east side. Can I go to the east side? You can go anywhere you want. That is Jim Bates from the album Who Cares? And that is east side. I couldn't even think of what it is. Now, I'm just looking back here and my bloody computer's playing up completely this week. I don't know why or whatever. But anyway, we'll get it sorted one way or the other. We'll just have to go through. I'll just have to talk to me a little bit more. Yes. We've a couple more tracks. I know I'm finishing up a bit earlier this week, but it will be like that for the next few weeks because I'm just unfortunately I'm busy with work and busy with other things going on, so I just have to unfortunately finish up a little bit earlier. But it's good for you in a way that you don't have to listen to this voice any longer. Liam Burke on the Liam Burke Show. Here is Ozzy Osbourne and Patient Number 9.
Is there a way out of it? Hey, I love you, we love you.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get out of here?
Every hallway's painted
There you go, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, and patient number 9. Stop. Looking to take over. Now, I was talking to Evie over in Battle Creek, and she was telling me that, just talking about songs and talking about the music each week and that, and she was telling me that Bob told her about this. And this is on the Bob and Tom show, her son Bob, Bob Goheen, and she told me that Bob said, this is on the Bob and Tom show, and here comes the Mummies. Is it the right one now? I think it is. The Mummies band, and here comes the Mummies. And no, maybe I haven't got it right. Let me just check this out here. Yeah, no, it is. It's the Mummies with this one on the Bob and Tom show.
Oh dear,
I have to go through all this again. This rubbish that's there. Yes. Anyway, sorry for being so unprofessional that I haven't got this sorted. But this is on the Bob and Tom show, and it is a track from the Mummies called Pants.
What are we gonna do? I think we're gonna do a little song.
All right.
About your britches, baby.
About your britches.
About your britches.
There you go. Goodbye, June and Daisy. Now it's time for me to check out. And before that, if you were just listening in, you would have heard the Mummies and Pants. Go check them out. Bob Goheen sent Evie the link, or not the link, but told her about it. And Bob, I want to play that especially for you. Anyway, it's time for me to sign off on the Liam Buck Show. Till next week, take it easy, stay safe, and mind each other. Here is the Rolling Stones with Gimme Shelter. Liam Buck signing off on the Liam Buck Show.